خراب نہ ہو آپ تشریف ہیں Topic is the weeks. Many will say to me an unwanted part of the year, part of the year that we want to pass, waiting for it to get over. Truthfully, we in America were reminded twice the last week and a half tragedies that were, for all to understand that they weren't something great, they were mikra. And any tragedy that happens, we are told by Chazal, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, that a person should not say that whatever happens in the world is a mikra, everything happens as an ashgacha. The Rambam says, when something happens and a person says that it's to say that when something happens, a tragedy happens, that it's a mikra. Avshim Shapinkis gives to explain why does it call a tragedy. What is the achzarius of saying that a tragedy is a mikra? We know that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Bala Rachman. We know that there is no other Rachman in the world that compared to the Rachman of the Bashefa. The Bashefa is Kulei Rachman, Kulei Chesed. And to say that the Rebbeinu Shalom left the world to Mikra is being Cheshed the Rebbeinu Shalom with a Meridika Achzari. And that's why it's an Achzari is Gozal. To say that the Rebbeinu Shalom left the world that should happen, things should happen by themselves and such kind of bad things should happen without a Cheshvan, and a person should think that it happens without a Cheshvan, that is the biggest Achzari that a person could have. Because if you can be Cheshed the Rebbeinu Shalom with such an Achzari, then the person has to have such a Midas Achzari. And if we went through within 10 days two tragic accidents, one tragic accident which have to make a person stop and think, which have to make a person stop his regular daily routine of life and make him think, what is going on over here, what does the Rebbeinu Shalom want from us? Nobody can say that the Rebbeinu Shalom is coming to a yochid, because the Rebbeinu Shalom sent the message to everybody and everybody heard the message very clearly. And everybody understands what kind of tragedy happened. And if everybody understands the tragedy, everybody hears the tragedy, and everybody's part of the tragedy. And that means that the Rebbeinu Shalom sent a wake-up call in the days of Thomas and Og, in the days when tragedies tend to happen later by Kalal Yisrael, days that are called Yemei HaAvelus by Kalal Yisrael, Yemei HaMetzorim by Kalal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom sent us a very big wake-up call. And the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted we should wake up from our daily routine and start thinking, what is it that he wants from us? How are we living our life? And what is it that we're missing in our life? We're in the middle of 3 weeks of Churban HaMikdash, of thinking about Churban HaMikdash. Why is it that it's so hard for us to shed a tear about the HaMikdash? Why is it that it's hard for us even to come to Tisha B'Av and say Kinnos, really be Mitayim what Chazal wanted from us, to be able to sit and cry over Churban HaMikdash? When Napoleon came to Eretz Yisrael and saw Churban HaMikdash and saw Yidden sitting by the Kaisel Maravi and crying on the Beis HaMikdash, he asked them, what are they crying about? And they told him they're crying about the Beis HaMikdash, and he asked them, when was this Beis HaMikdash Charev? And the people answered Napoleon that the Beis HaMikdash was Charev 1700 years ago. And Napoleon said, if you're still crying about the Beis HaMikdash that was Charev 1700 years ago, then it wasn't Charev yet. Napoleon understood that if we are able to cry about a Churban Beis HaMikdash, that means that the Beis HaMikdash is still living within us. Because on something that doesn't exist, and something that is no more with us, a person cannot cry. A person can only cry on something that has hope for, something that's still living within him, then he can cry about it. And if Napoleon was able to understand that if he could sit by the Kaisel Maravi, and sit and cry by the Kaisel Maravi, that means that 1700 years ago there was a Churban HaMikdash, but it was never Churban, it's still living within Klal Yisrael. But today, it's a davar nadir. It's a rare thing to see somebody come to the Kaisel Maravi, and cry when he sees the Kesel Maravi. I was yesterday, less than 24 hours ago, standing by the Kesel Maravi, and to my shock, I saw how many Yungalites sit by Kesel and spoke on cell phones and talk business while standing by Srid Beit Mikdashenu, by the last wall of Chorban Beit HaMikdash, by the last wall that was left for us, a Zecher of a Beit HaMikdash, which is made to make a person become this Eder, that there was once the Shechina B'Seichainu, and a person should cry that the Shechina is no more with us. And today we have lost our Hegeshem. We no more have our sensitivities. We lost our sensitivities because we don't know what we're missing. We don't know what means a Beit HaMikdash. We don't know what it means to have a Beit HaMikdash. We are so far from the Hagoshes of what a Beit HaMikdash is, that it's hard for us to cry that we're missing a Beit HaMikdash. So what Napoleon understood, that after 1700 years the people could cry, is because the Beit HaMikdash is still living. And the opposite side of the coin is that today it is so hard for us to cry on Churban Beit HaMikdash. It is so hard for us to shed a true tear on that we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. And so hard for us to truly be amen, cry on Churban, and to cry that the Shechina is not with us, then it means that the Beit HaMikdash by us is Taka Chorot. And that's what the Chedush Harim said, that Chayiv Adam Lias Meitzer V'Deig Churban Beit HaMikdash, and if a person can be Meitzer V'Deig on Churban Beit HaMikdash, then he has to cry on Churban of his own bias. He has to cry on his own Churban. Because if he cannot shed a tear on Churban Beit HaMikdash, that means that we are so far from the musik of what a Beit HaMikdash is. We are so far from the musik of what it means to living with the Shechina. We are so far what it means, the musik that we had a Beit HaMikdash, that we are able to go there and be able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam, and be able to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We were able to go up to the Beit HaMikdash, and we will be able to feel in its galus HaShechina. The Sefer says in the place that the Gemara tells us in the Sechtes Yuma that in the Beit HaMikdash Shlomo HaMelech planted Ilonis, but the Ilonis were not made out of wood. The Ilonis were made out of Zohov. He planted Ilonis out of Zohov, and these Ilonis gave out Peres. Meaning to say that in the Beit HaMikdash, a doimim, a piece of metal, received so much chiyus that it was able to give out Peres, and the Kahanim were able to eat these Peres, and were able to make Scheder with these Peres, as the Gemara tells us. So Sassam says, let's make a kavachayme. If a doimim walked into the Beit HaMikdash, a doimim was planted in the Beit HaMikdash, it became suddenly a living thing. What happened to a person when he walked into the Beit HaMikdash? How much did a person change when he went into the Beit HaMikdash? How much chiyus did a person get walking into the Beit HaMikdash? How much change did he get when he walked into the Beit HaMikdash? That is why the Beit HaMikdash is called the Beit HaBchira. The Beit HaMikdash, we say, many places we call the Beit HaMikdash Beis HaBchira. The simple pshat in Beis HaBchira means the chosen bias. The place where the Ribbono Shel Olam was Boicher, as it says the Lashon in the Pasuk HaMokem HaSivchar, the place where the Eibishter was Boicher to meeting the Shechina Kedosh. There's another pshat in Beis HaBchira. There's a pshat in Beis HaBchira which says in the Siddur Kiddushin that the pshat in Bchira means that a person has Bchira, a person has freedom of choice. Freedom of choice. It's not on the Lashova, it's not on an even plane. When we walk through the streets of New York and we see the degradation of the world and we see the lack of morality on the world, we become so influenced by the world that our Bechira is not on a Mishka Lashova. Sometimes, later, we get pulled so much by the world that we don't have an even Mishka of Bechira. The Chatoim, the Avir Olam pulls us to one side, and we don't have anything to pull us back to the other side. In the Beit HaMikdash was called the Beit HaBchira, because when one walked into the Beit HaMikdash and he was able to see the Shechina HaKadosha, he was able to be Margish Kedusha, he was able to be Margish that the Ribbono Shel Olam was able to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, and everything in the world has been managed by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything the Ribbono Shel Olam does, everything that happens in the world is only what the Ribbono Shel Olam does. Then the Bechira became back on Mishka Lashova. The Bechira came back even. And that's why it's called Beis HaBchira. Because it put back the person's Bechira on the right place. Today, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Galus HaShechina. All we have in today's world is, we have the opposite. We have this Galus of all the Koiches HaTumah. We don't have anything to tell us the opposite side. Rabbi Shel Salanter explained the way today's generation will look. Rabbi Salanta once said that when it comes Ikbis of the Mashiach, a person will be mispalol that the Rebbeinu Shem should at least bring a dibuk. What does Rabbi Salanta mean by that memra? Rabbi Salanta meant by that memra that will come with the Ikbis of the Mashiach, will feel so empty, will feel so void of Kedusha, will see so much of the Kerechis Atoma in the world, will ask the Rebbeinu Shalom prove us at least that we should be able to have some chizuk that there is a Rebbeinu Shalom in the world. Prove us that there is a Rebbeinu Shalom in the world. Let us see at least a dibuk that talks. Let us see a neshama that talks about after Ptira about what goes on in Yanabel. Why would we ask for that? Because we need something to be machazik or something to bring us to the other side. That's what Rabbi Salanta said. Rabbi Salanta wanted to explain us what kind of hester we are living in, what kind of cheshech we are living in today's day. We're living in such a cheshech that the Sitra Achra, the Kehara, opened up and shows the whole Ra in front of our eyes. And the Tov is so hidden from our eyes. So truthfully, who should really cry in Chorb Mamigdash? The Deir of the Goyim, the Deir of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the Deir of the Nedev Yehuda, the Deir of Rabbi Kiva Eger, who were able to see the Geabulus of the Goyim, the Godless of the Baal Shem, the Godless of the Nedev Yehuda. They weren't able to cry in Chorban Beis HaMikdash because they saw Hatzgalus HaShechin in front of their own eyes. Those who lived in the days of Ge'ilei Olam were able to see Shechina HaKadosh. And they weren't missing that much as we are missing. But if you're able to see Shechina HaKadosh, then you have an asaga what Shechina HaKadosh means, and then you have asaga that the Beis HaMikdash was more Shechina, and more Hatzgalus HaShechina, and more Hatzgalus of Elikus, and you wanted more and more and more, and that's why you cried. Today we are so void of Kedusha, we are so void of everything, and truthfully we should really sit down and cry for the Bashefa. Why is it that it should be? Why is it that we are influenced by the world and we don't have nothing to influence the other way? Why is it that we can't be margish that we're missing a Beis HaMikdash? So if we can't cry today why we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there's a different reason to sit down on the floor and cry in these days. There's a reason to sit down and cry. Why is it that I am so void of Kedusha? Why is it that I am so void of everything that I cannot cry on the Beis HaMikdash? Let us cry on that. Let us cry on that richuk that we have in the Beis HaMikdash to such a degree that we can't even be margish that we're missing a Beis HaMikdash. And truthfully, every one of us knows that that's the truth. Truthfully, every one of us knows that that's what we're holding. We're holding in a day that we don't even cry on Chorb HaMikdash. What we have to cry about is that we can't cry Chorban Beis HaMikdash. That the Chorban is so big by us that we don't even know what we're missing. We don't even know that we are missing anything and we don't have what to cry about. Let us learn a little bit why the Beis HaMikdash was Chorban. There's a Dov Nifla in Ayayvitz, in Rabbi Yankiv Emden, in Masechtes Gittin, in the Sugi of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, which tells us something, which gives us a little bit of an insight what Chorban HaMikdash is about, and a little bit of the insight what our own Chorban is about. The Gemara in Masechtes Gittin tells us 2.5 blot about Chorban HaMikdash. At the end of the Gemara tells us it's a story about a certain person that worked as a worker for somebody. He worked for somebody as a worker. He was a Shul Yidin Nagni. He learned how to do carpentry. And he worked by the person that he had to do carpentry, Bhoye Pamahas, puts Lilvay to Amalashkar Itzra Etzle Valvena. He told him, you should send your wife to me and I will give her whatever you need. And the Gemara tells the whole story that he told, a story that he caused the boss to be Megarish, his wife, and then he went and he married the boss's wife. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Rabbi Yankiv Emden says, what is the Gemara trying to tell us? Let us read this little piece of Rabbi Yankiv Emden, which Rabbi Yankiv Emden tells us, Dvorim Niflom Ad Mirit. Mikam Nire Bore. From this Gemara I see something that is clear from my eyes, Rabbi Yankiv Emden says. Sheyesh Oven, such kind of Chatoim, She'enoi Mefurish Umevur Mishum Mokim. There are such kind of Chatoim that do not say, you'll go through Dalut Chelke Shulchan Aruch, you will not find any place that it says it's a chet. Nowhere is it mentioned that it's a chet. Bukhomer mi oid v'sonui v'enei ha'mokoim yoyse me'averois chamuris. And that is more chomer and more sonui in the Rebbeinu Shalom's eyes, more than averois chamuris. Lahanish ha'aynish arabm bavurei. to give the Holy Rabbi Ma'enish for this Aveira. Bishvil Shein Cheshish Loi Klal Im Ki Yosei Misnagid L'Seichel Vuhu Mitnei Shoyidova Mifursin Bechlal Desoni Loch Mechavach L'Shavir. So what is the Rabbi Yankiv Emden telling us? Rabbi Yankiv Emden is telling us, the Gemara is telling us a story of something that a person didn't do any Isser Al Pitayra. He didn't do any Isser Al Pitayra, he only did something that wasn't nice according to Midas, that a person should have understood that it's something that a person shouldn't do. Zok Rabbeni, Zok Rabbi Yankiv Emden, what is this Gemara? That there are things that are sonui mi'oid be'enei amokim. Why are these sonui mi'oid be'enei amokim? Even though the Rabbeinu Shalom never told us not to do them, even though the Rabbeinu Shalom never said that it's osur, even though there's no place that tells us that it's osur, it's sonui mi'oid be'enei amokim, because the seichel of a person should be mechayivim not to do it. This is a Meiridik Rabbi Yankiv Emden, which tells us that a lot of times we go through certain parishes and nobody knows exactly what is mutter and what is osur. Nobody exactly knows at times if a pishul panar certain things are mutter, certain things are osur. But there's another knei amida. There is another ruler with which we have to see if things are mutter or things are osur. There is something called Einei HaSeichel. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave a person Seichel to understand what is right and what is wrong. And what Seichel is Mechayev is wrong doesn't have to say in Shulchan Aruch that it's wrong. Because the Seichel of a person is Mechayev that it's wrong. Ad Kidei Kach, that it says in Rab Nissin Goyin in Agdama Tushas and Rab Ochanan in Kerit Shiurim and Chelik Beis in Kuntis Divrei Seifrim, uses it as a chiddush to tell us why Bilam was nenash, why Balak was nenash. It's not from the Zion mitzvahs. Why did he get an einish? And Rabbi Chanan explains that something that the seichel is mechayev that is wrong, even a goy will get an einish not doing it, because the seichel is mechayev that that's the rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shalom that you shouldn't do it. And something that you understand that it's the rotzen Hashem that you shouldn't do it, that the seichel is mechayev you shouldn't do it, you're also mechuyev not to do. That's what Rabbi Chanan explains. But Rabbi Yankiv Emden tells us something much more. That this is sonim me'oid ve'enei amokhen. It's even more than Averis Chamuris. It brings an einish that is even more than Averis Chamuris. Why does it bring an einish that is more than Averis Chamuris? It's something seichel is mechayev. And it becomes degraded that something that the seichel is mechayev a person, he doesn't do, that means who lost his hamayla of being a human being, because he doesn't use his sechel to do what is right and what is wrong, and that's machayev, the biggest einshem of a person. Let us take one thing and try to connect it to this inyan of this Rabbi Yankiv Emden. Midas Habusha. Midas Habusha. The person was instilled with Midas Habusha. Chazal tells us that one of the three mailas that Eid has is that Eid is Baishonim. One of the mailas of Eid is that Eid is a Baishonim. The Gemara tells us Yishein Leibusha is from Zer Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. The Gemara tells us that a person that doesn't have Busha B'Yidua Shal Omdu Radle Aveitza V'Ala Atinai is B'Yidua that he wasn't a person that doesn't have Busha. Rabbi Aaron Kotler writes in Mishnah Rabbi Aaron that a person that does Pu'ulais to be Oiker Midas HaBusha, a person that does Pu'ulais to do things that is really truthfully the person should have Busha to do such things, and it takes the middah of others to be oiker midas habusha, he's over a lav deraisa. Which lav is he over? The Pasuk says in Parashas Yisrei that levilti techtol du habusha. That why did the Rebbeinu Shalom make whole maimed asinai? Bavuotia yirasi al pneichem levilti techtol du habusha. Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom make whole maimed asinai? The whole maimed of atareisa lodaat ki Hashem ulekim enoid mulvadei. The whole maimed that the Rebbeinu Shalom brought down, Chof Beis Elef Malachim, and the Rebbeinu Shalom was Mezgal on Har Sinai, the Pasuk tells us was for one reason, Levilti Techto Zu Habusha, that a person should have Midas Habusha. So Rabbi Aaron says that when a person takes a pu'ula to be Oikem Midas Habusha, he goes and does things to be Oikem Midas Habusha, then he's over a lav der Aisa, Yishom Elecha, Shmer Nafshecha, Mi'ei, Pentich, Es Advarim, Asheru, Einecha. He's over a lav der Aisa of Shikhes Mamed Asinai. Why is that? Because he's being Oikem Midas Habusha. Let us understand, Midas Habusha is the whole mitzias of the difference between an animal. What is the difference between an animal? The difference between a person and an animal is that an animal has no busha. An animal will do anything that he has to do in the middle of the street. He will not be ashamed of what he's doing because he has no seichel to be ashamed of what he's doing. A person has midas habusha, which midas habusha causes him to be a tznua. Midas habusha causes him to be ashamed of what he's doing beraben. Midas habusha causes him to be ashamed of doing something, even betzina, because he knows the Ribbono Shel'olam is there with him, and in front of the Ribbono Shel'olam he cannot do whatever he wants, so therefore it causes him midas habusha. That is the difference between a person, between a human being, and all the animals of the world. The main difference between a human being and an animal is the intellect that a human being has to have midas habusha. And when a person loses midas habusha, then he does things in public, which is only that an animal should do. That is truthfully the true pshat in the Avodah Zarah of Baal Pa'er. We learned this week in Parashat Pinchas, Balak, Pinchas, Matos, we learn about the Avodah Zarah of Pa'er. The Avodah Zarah of Pa'er is something that's beyond our comprehension. What kind of Avodah Zarah is it that a person should go in front of an Avodah Zarah and do the action of Pa'er, which is something which is not even a covet for the Avodah Zarah? The Gemara says he's being mevatel the Avodah Zarah. So why is that called Avodah Zarah? I think that the true explanation of this is, what is an Avodah Zarah? A person has to give away for an Avodah Zarah. A person wants to be makir something for Avodah Zarah. So you could take an animal and be makir it for Avodah Zarah, then you would over the Issa being makir a carbon for Avodah Zarah. There is an Avodah Zarah of Pe'er, which is the biggest Avodah Zarah in the world. Why is Pe'er the biggest Avodah Zarah in the world? Do you know why? Because Avodah Zarah of Pe'er is to take and be makriv the most important thing that you own. What is the most important thing that a person owns? Midas habusha. So the Avodah Zarah is go and give away what you own more than an animal, and give away your whole menschlichkeit, give away your whole midah of being a human being, and give it away for the Avodah Zarah. Go and do something that only an animal will do in public. That's why this is called an Avodah Zarah. That's why it's the worst Avodah Zarah that there is. Because you're giving away the whole mitzvah of being a human being, you're giving away for the Avodah Zarah. If one wants to understand truthfully what the Avodah Zarah we're living in America is, what the Avodah Zarah that we're being mikish left with in America, which Avodah Zarah is, there's a pasuk in Yeshua and Kapitel Chavches. The pasuk in Yeshua and Kapitel Chavches says, on the Avodah Zarah of Pa'er, Adayin lo hitaharnu ad hayom hazeh. Until today's day, we have not been cleansed of the Avodah Zarah of Pe'er. The American street and the American of life is the way of life of Pe'er. Truthfully, American life is to be oiker midas habusha, to take away from us the simple sense that a person has to have, to be ashamed of a public, to be ashamed to do things in public. But a person has to have midas habusha, that's what the American life is being oiker. And we, as living between them, have become lighter, become much influenced by this way of life. We have become very much influenced by this way of life. We have become influenced to think like the American guy thinks, that living truthfully is better than having busha. Admitting a chet is the biggest smile that a person could have in the American way of life. Going public and saying that I did something wrong, it's called a mile in the American way of life. When Chazal tell us that the hepach of what a person has to do, a person has to hide his chatoim, because the person who has busha for the Ribbono Shel Olam knows that he has to be ashamed to say that he once ever did anything wrong, and a person who could say that he does something wrong in public means that he has 0.0 busha, and he has been degraded to the level of an animal to be able to do everything in public. That is what the American way of life is, and that is what we are suffering from in our community. We are suffering from it in many, many, many ways. We're so desensitized, so lost our sensitivity of what is right and wrong. We have so lost our sensitivity of what Kedusha is all about. We have lost so our sensitivity of what being a Yid is all about, that being a Yid means living in Golis as if we would have a Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Beis HaMikdash was not Charev, but we still have a kesher to a Beit HaMikdash, we still have kesher to Kedusha, we have to be mekadosh our houses as if they're a Beit HaMikdash Mi'at, we have to live in a Beit HaKnesses that's a Beit HaMikdash Mi'at, we have to be mekusha to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we have to have a sensitivity of Kedusha, and we have to cry on the chesed that we don't have Kedusha. And we have been degraded in the American life to be able to live and live without any busha, live with a chassan of Midas Abusha, and every single one suffers from them. I'm talking from my own experience, and I'm talking from, by the way, everybody says, every single person suffers from it. Some more, some to a greater degree, some to a lesser degree. But we become so mushpa by the street to lose our Midas Abusha, to lose our Milo of Busha. And we have to remember that Rabbi Yankim Emden tells us that something that is seichel is mechayev. And everybody understands that the seichel is mechayev that a person should have Midas Abusha. The seichel is mechayev that a person has to be ashamed to go in public the way he does. A person has to be ashamed to do things in public. A person in public has to be ashamed to act the way he acts. A person, at least in public. And then when the person remembers that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam oil over, that he can't run away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, even if he's in a locked room by himself, the Ribbono Shel Olam is with him, he'll remember that he has to have Midas Habusha from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if we don't remember that we have to have Midas Habusha from Bnei Adam, we surely don't remember that we have to have Midas Habusha from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because it's much easier to remember Busha from people than to remember Busha from a Raya Vein and Nere. It's much easier to remember from people and then to continue our work to have Busha from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if we don't have Busha from people, then we surely don't have Busha from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is why we are losing our touch with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is why it's so hard for us when it comes to 3 weeks to be able to become the Seder. To be able to become the Seder, what is missing. And if we can't become the Seder, what is missing, then we have to know that there's something more than something missing. There's something really wrong with us. There's something really wrong with us if we can't cry in the Beis HaMikdash. That means that we need something to give us back on the right track. Back on the right track to think on the right way. To think that the main thing that a person has to live with is the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person's main life has to be the Nekuda that it turns around, is the Nekuda of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do we connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Ribbono Shel Olam left us Beis HaMikdash in Golus. The Shevet Musa writes in a Sefer in Bi'urei Agodes on Yishalmi that when it was Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Ribbono Shel Olam sent a Malach, that the Malach should take the stones from the Beis HaMikdash and drop in every place where there will be once a Beis HaMikdash in Golus. The Malach should drop one stone from the Beis HaMikdash in all the places where there will be Bokeh Midrashes. What does the Shevet Musa mean to us? The Shevet Musa means to us that the Ribbono Shel Olam left us a Bokeh Mikdash Ma'at. Not a remez, not a nice drush word, Bokeh Mikdash Ma'at. No, truthfully, in every Beis HaMikdash, the Ribbono Shel Olam put down a stone of the Beis HaMikdash, that every Beis HaMikdash should have a connection to the Beis HaMikdash. Which means, if a person wants to connect back to the Beis HaMikdash and connect back to Kedusha, the place to connect back to Kedusha is the more a person is kavei himself to a Beis HaMikdash. The more a person is kavei itim to a Beis HaMikdash. The more a person davens in a Beis HaMikdash. The more a person learns in a Beis HaMikdash. The more a person is shayev Kedusha. The more a person is shayev Kedusha, and then the more the person could connect that there was once a Beis HaMikdash, and I have to cry on that I don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The place to connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam are the Batei Mikdash Mi'at. The Ribbono Shel Olam left us Batei Mikdash Mi'at for us to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam in them. For us to remember the Ribbono Shel Olam, for us to be Margish Kedusha, and when we'll be Margish Kedusha, then we will know. We say in Slichas, Me'anu Shir Rakatei Razes, the Beis HaMikdash is Charev, Iralikim Mishupeles at Shael Tachtia, Yishalayim is Mishupeles at Shael Tachtia, Motoim HaMikdash. The Motoim was the most chashuv place. We as Zohar went into the Motoim HaMikdash today. Arabs walk on the Motoim HaMikdash. So Iralikim Mishupeles at Shael Tachtia. Nobody could think differently. There is no bigger shiflus in the world than a Motoim HaMikdash. Leider, Kapshua Zarim. Their place is not in the hands of Klal Yisrael. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And we're missing the Beis HaMikdash. It's Ir Elikim Mishupeles, Atchiyoyl Tachtiyot Mishupeles. Over the Ein Lonu Shir Rakateira Adeis, in a blood Gemara, we could find the Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash. The blood Gemara didn't change. The whole world changed, but the blood Gemara didn't change. Over there is the same Kiddusha that there was with Mam Beis HaMikdash. And over there a person could connect back to the Beis HaMikdash. By learning Gemara, by davening Kibesi Beis Tfilah, Yikarei L'Kala Amen, with Tfilah we connect to the Beisi Beis Tfilah. With Gemara we connect to the Daldama Shal Halacha, Miyayim Shechar Beis HaMikdash. Ein Lei La Kodesh Baruch Hal Daldama Shal Halacha Vavav. V'mol V'kevei Itim L'Teireh. the more we'll daven the way we're supposed to daven, the more we'll be margish kedusha, the more we'll elevate our own lives, then the more we'll be margish what is missing, the more we'll be able to cry in Churban Beis HaMikdash. So in the time of the 3 weeks is really the time to cry in Churban Beis HaMikdash. But if a person cannot cry in Churban Beis HaMikdash, then he has to stop being elevating himself. Elevating himself to be margish kedusha. To be margish kedusha doch kvisitim lapere, to be margish kedusha doch tvila, to be margish kedusha by being kveya mod zman in a bit smedish and a bit knesseth, and that way connecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that way he'll be able to be margish what's missing, and I'll be able to be margish that we're missing so much. We're missing a makom where we could go in and be mishiskar v'selekus. We're missing a makom where we could go in and be makir v'kodim to Ribbono Shel Olam. We're missing a makom that a person that chatushon did an aveira was able to be makir v'kodim and then become clean again. We are so full of chaton lai that Eivish is a repeating. We are so chatushon, we have so much kabonis to bring to Ribbono Shel Olam. So if a person would be margish that, then a person would cry, why can't we be margish? Why can't we be makir kavanas? Why can't we go into a Beis HaMikdash and be margish kedusha? Then a person will long for the Beis HaMikdash. Then a person will be able to be the emes mitzabal on churban Beis HaMikdash. But first we have to be able to be margish kedusha. We have to become close back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So kvi sitim l'teira, doch trilla, doch being nimtzen in bottom mitzrashes. That way we come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we feel close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we get back our agation, we get back the right agation, then we could be able to be mitzabal on churban Beis HaMikdash, like it's wanted from us, like the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us in these days, that we should be able to be magish what's missing from us, and we should be able to cry on the churban Beis HaMikdash. And maybe we'll be able to cry on churban Beis HaMikdash, those few tears that are missing to fill up the cup, those few tears that are missing to bring the Gulish Leiman. Maybe it's only us that the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for. Maybe it's only my tear that the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for. Every single yid has to make that cheshbon. Maybe the amount of tears that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, as it says in Sefarim HaKadoshim, there's a certain amount that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants that yidin should cry in Churban Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it's only missing my tears. Maybe it's only my tears that are ma'akiv the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And maybe it's me that's being ma'akiv. If I'll sing that way, then I'll be able to elevate myself and truly cry in Churban Beis HaMikdash. And then we will hear our tefillahs. The Rebbeinu will see our demois, and the Rebbeinu will bring the Gula Shleimah v'mehera.